study by the Institute for Local Self-Reliance has found that when it comes to renewable energy sources like biofuels and wind power, bigger plants and bigger wind farms aren't necessarily better. Researcher John Farrell explains why small is beautiful.
What it pretty much boils down to is that there are economies of scale when you build very large wind farms or very large ethanol plants, but the benefits are fairly modest. They're not something that's going to show up in the retail price. You won't see cheaper ethanol at the pump. But the downside is that when you build large, you don't have the opportunity to have local ownership of whatever renewable energy generation that you're doing. So if you want to build a 100 million gallon ethanol plant, you can't have farmers own that. They're not going to be able to put together their kind of financing for that. Whereas if you did, say, three smaller plants that added up to the same amount of production capacity, those farmer owners would be getting something like $9 million a year in dividends. And the way we like to look at it is that sort of rural development policy combined with energy policy, and that's where you would get your real economies of scale.
While bigger green energy plants may not bring much by way of savings on your energy bill, smaller plants can make a very big difference for farmers.
Take a wind turbine. They're typically built to last about 20 years. And a 20-year lease for, you know, say, John Deere or Florida Power and Light to put a turbine on a farmer's land would pay about $1,000 a year to that farmer. So they'd gain about $100,000 over the life of that turbine. Now, if that farmer instead were an owner in the turbine, he'd probably see somewhere around $1.2 million in both the tax benefits and from the power payments. So he can earn 12 times more money by being owner in that turbine rather than having it owned by an absentee person.